I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله. Before I introduce with you the panel, let's go straight to the quiz of the day.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Today we've got an easy question. Are we all ready, boys?
Yes.
Oh, the kids here are ready. Come on then, let's go with the question. What's the question for today? Where is the cave of Hira? Ghari Hira. Where is the cave of Hira? Now, before we go to our first segment, let's quickly go and see who has joined us in the studio. Wow, subhanAllah. We've got, mashallah, three kids who have joined here. The one who's on the right, or the first closest to me here, it's, can you say your name loud?
Adam.
Adam, mashallah. How are you, Adam? You okay?
Wa alaikum salam, I'm okay.
Mashallah. You ready for the day?
Yeah.
You excited?
Yeah.
I've got a feeling you've learned something new today.
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
You're going to share that with us today?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Subhanallah. We can't wait for this now. Now, next to you, by the way, all these kids, mashallah, are regular in the program. Mashallah, in the middle, we have
Numan.
He's guessing his name. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Muhammad Numan Reza. Mashallah, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good.
Next to you, it's
Hassan.
Hassan, what's your full name?
Muhammad Hassan.
Muhammad Hassan, mashallah. Adam, Numan, and Hassan, mashallah. All regular in the program, mashallah, and they're ready for the day. Alhamdulillah, we're going to go straight to our topics, our discussions, inshallah. The first segment of the day is
My Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Giving in the way of Allah, subhanAllah. That's our topic. Remember, this is one of the beauty of Islam. SubhanAllah, Muslims all around the world, they give in the way of Allah. And then there's millions of Muslims around the world, you know, when conditions meet, they give zakat, which is a necessary part of the wealth and possessions that they have. They have to give zakat of them to purify their wealth. And throughout the year, they give zakat, they give charity, they give voluntary donations in many causes. SubhanAllah. Our Islam teaches us to give. Islam discourages being stingy. And there are some people, maybe some people need to look at the mirror now. What's going on? If you got a bit of like a very small heart and you struggle to give, that's not a good thing. You need to open your heart a little. How do you open the heart?
By spending.
By spending. Yeah, don't cut the heart, okay? You open the heart, okay, by spending in the way of Allah. To make a habit, a regular habit to distribute. Yeah, even if it's food. You're at home, there's a tray of fruit, you know, your mom has cooked for you. And, you know, before you eat the piece of fruit, share that with other people. And get that fruit or dry fruit or whatever it is. If it's other food, you know, if it's, you know, chicken wings or whatever it is, it's biryani, it's a full tray of biryani. Don't just dive onto it, yeah? Say, it's mine. No, not that. Okay, you share it with other people, okay? You take that tray to other family members and you say, look, please put it in. No, you need to put it in first. You put it in first. Come on, you put it out. Give it around. And this is a beautiful habit. If you have this routine of distributing, yeah, then inshallah, your heart will open. You'll start liking this idea of giving them. then inshallah they will come down. When you don't give, you'll get frustrated. Look, I want to give something. I want to do charity. I want to give it to the masjid. I want to give it for a good cause. I want to help someone. I want to help someone. I want to do something nice. You'll have that feeling. And that is a beautiful feeling to have. That's a sign of being kind-hearted. Sometimes, you know, a guest has come to your house and you don't have anything in your house. You don't have like special food made. It's just like a normal day. You got a special guest, but you've got nothing special cooked at home. So you'd be worried, oh no, what am I going to do now? Oh, I don't have a guest. What do I do? But a person who's a giver, he doesn't beg, he's a giver. Yeah, he likes distributing, he likes giving, he likes showing kindness to the family and relatives. What happens? This person, you know, he'll go to the kitchen, he'll find something. He might be sad that he doesn't have things, but whatever he has, he'll get something from his house. It might be water, it might be dates, it might be milk, it might be juice, it might be dry fruits, it could be anything. He'll find something and he'll bring it like a jug or a plate, and he'll put it in front of the guests. That's because his heart, is very open. He likes giving. He knows the importance of looking after the guests. You know, when you give someone, tell me one benefit you get from giving. One obviously is the thawab, yeah, the reward and blessing a person can gain. What other benefit can you gain? What do you think as kids?
If you give, the benefit could be like one day when you need something, but you're very kind and like giving, like the people, they know that you're a kind person, so they'll be kind back to you. So when you need it, Allah will provide for you, and then they will.
Subhanallah, that is beautiful. That's how it should be. Yeah, today you give, and one day, the day you will need, Allah will provide you. The people you supported, you helped, inshallah, you know, then people will be there for you. When you're, look, today they're struggling, you're there to support them. And what a time can, this, you know, sometimes life so unpredictable. Things can happen in life. A time might come that you might struggle. In that case, other people around you, they'll be more than happy. They will feel honored to help you. They will look for opportunities to help you because you helped them so much in life. That's a beautiful way to look at it, mashallah. And one is the people will help you. But the other thing is you help others. You help others. And inshallah, Allah will help you. Allah will provide you from the unseen, inshallah.
Did anyone realize he just opened up another gateway?
I've opened another gateway. That's a good one. The question is, which gateway?
He opened it.
But like what? Example of?
Like.
You're right, he's opened something, another topic. Like what?
What was it called?
Return. Return of thawab.
Yeah.
So when you give, but by the way, when you give, you shouldn't give like with this mindset, today I'm giving him and I'm expecting that person to give me back. Yeah? I want that person. There's some people, like rich people, yeah, they give so much money to poor people. There's some people, some rich people like this, yeah, they give money to the poor people and they make them feel degraded. Oh, look, I've helped you, okay? Yeah, I helped you. You didn't have anything. I helped you. I gave you the money. It's with my money you bought the food. That's not right. That's not a nice thing. You know, if you're going to give like this, probably better to not give. You're degrading someone. That's not how it should be. You need to help someone. Your focus should not be to, you know, so that people look at you and, you know, you gain so much fame. People say, wow, this guy gives so much charity. He's so, you know, he's got so much money. He loves giving charity. He likes poor people. You're doing it for the fame. You're doing it for your name so people talk about you. That's not the objective. That shouldn't be the reason why you look after the poor people. You know, if that's the case, then you lose all the rewards. Yeah, you won't get the thawab because you're doing it to show off. You're doing it to have pride and arrogance. I remember arrogance, takabbur, burns your good deeds. Like the way fire burns the wood. Yeah, takabbur is quite dangerous. Yeah, so sometimes a person who's doing sadaqah, although he's spending so much, but his intention is not right, that can lead to so much, you know, evil for himself. Both of you got hand up? Have you got hand up? Okay, put your hand out then.
Because Tawfiq, like, even if you were giving like loads and loads of money and you were a good person and you didn't mean to like hurt anybody and like think that, oh wow, you spent this much, shouldn't you just do it in secret?
MashaAllah. That's another, now he's opened a gateway, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's opened the gateway. He's took us to the gate. MashaAllah. He's opened a new gateway. Our discussion talking about giving in the way of Allah. What Hassan just said, that, you know, when you give charity, should you not just give it in secret? Then? Give it in such a way the person doesn't find out. He's right. Yeah. You should first, where possible, you should try to give in secret. Give in secret. There's a saying, I know, give in such a way that you give with your right hand, your left hand doesn't find out. Yeah. One example, like some people say, is when you're walking on the street, you see someone, you give, you just move on. Don't stand there. Don't make them realize who gave him. Just put it in the pocket. Gone. So just hold on. So there's different ways of giving. Yeah. One of them is giving it in secret. And why are you giving in secret? Because you're doing it for Allah. You want to please Allah Ta'ala. So that is something that we should do. However, depending on the scenario, sometimes it's actually encouraged to give in the public. What type of sadaqah is encouraged to give in public? There's one key sadaqah, one form of sadaqah that we need to give. We should try to give it announced, like other people become aware of it as well. What is that sadaqah? That's a live quiz now. Now I've closed the gate for that. No one, I think. Come on.
Smiling.
Yeah. Smiling is right. Is that if you're just smiling, in front of the mirror, not talking to anyone, then you're just smiling at yourself, aren't you? Yeah. So he's right. Hassan's right in a way. But that's not what I was looking for. I'm sorry, Hassan. Yeah. May Allah keep you smiling. MashaAllah. You got a beautiful smile when you do smile. Oh, MashaAllah. He's opened the smile up there. MashaAllah. So, but that's not what I was looking for. What do you think? Before we move on.
By helping.
You said we have to give sadaqah. We should give sadaqah in secret. But there's one sadaqah, we should do it openly.
By helping other people that are like struggling to do something. And by helping people who are trying to do something in Allah's way, but they can't do it.
So that's not what I'm looking for. Come on, Norman.
Spreading the word of Islam.
Spreading the word of Islam. MashaAllah, it's a beautiful thing to do. But that's not what I'm looking for. Shall I give you a clue? One of you, I've already said that.
Okay, who said what?
Who said what? Come on, what could it be? If you write in English, the common spelling in English,
yeah,
is, I'm not going to tell you the letter, by the way.
Charity.
Five letters.
What?
Okay, who said what?
Is it smile?
What?
What
is it?
It's not a smile. What's the first
smile
letter
goes sounding? A mile, but it's not a smile.
What do the first letters sound like?
Sound?
What does it sound like?
Because you said you won't give us the letter.
Okay.
The buzzing sound.
Zakat.
Zakat. Yes. Zakat. So zakat, remember, is fard. It is one of the pillars of Islam, giving zakat. And if you meet the conditions, you need to give zakat. Okay, so those who are earning, those who have possessions, if a whole year passes by and they've got certain amount of earning that is the minimum requirement in Islam, then they have to give zakat. So when you give zakat, you can give zakat in secret as well. However, it's encouraged to give it in open. Why should you give zakat in open? Like you give zakat and you let your family members know you've given your zakat. Why? There's one like main, one key reason behind it. Although we're giving it in open, but there's a secret behind this.
To show you should.
Are you answering my question?
I know.
You need to answer the question. Come on. You're opening another gate. You just keep opening the gates. Are you the key master? Hassan's the key master today. He's opening gates. They're opening different discussions. But he's not. You need to close the gate as well. You need to close the topics. Go on. So why should you give zakat in open?
To show other people you should.
To show what?
You should give zakah. Like, give money.
You're right. But would you explain that a bit more?
Other people how, like, it is good to give zakah and
And they should do it in the open as well.
MashaAllah. He said the right thing.
To spread the word.
I want you, both of you, to say the same thing, but let's see how you can say it. So my question was, why should you give zakat in open? Like, why should you tell your family members, well, I've given my zakat?
To show everyone they're doing it for Allah only.
To encourage people who are not giving zakat to give zakat.
Yes. We need to encourage Muslims around us to give zakat as well. So there are people out there, you know, they might be earning so much, but they don't give zakat. They don't have the concept of giving zakat. And that's, you know, maybe they're lazy. Maybe they're not aware of how to calculate. So you need to, you know, remind them. So when you give zakat in front of them, say, Alhamdulillah, I've given my zakat to Dawat Islami. I've given my zakat to a full family in Pakistan or in any other country. So when you're giving your zakat, you made your family members aware, or your friend circle, you told them, I've given my zakat. Now you indirectly, you're encouraging them as well. Look, I've given mine. Have you given yours? Yeah. So you're encouraging them. It's one way to encourage and motivate them. And it's important to think, you know, if you look at this now, if you encourage someone, someone else gave zakat because of your encouragement, you get the thawab as well. You'll get the reward. You'll get the thawab. Good deed and thawab is the same thing. Yeah, you'll get the thawab.
You know when you say in public, yeah?
Like, I know what I say in public.
Like,
I can't remember.
You say, like, I've basically given my zakat.
Can you say that word again? He's okay. In trouble now.
I've given my zakat. If you say, I've given my zakat,
mm-hmm.
What if there's like a person out there who like looks like they have the money like to meet giving zakat, mm-hmm. but they don't, and like everybody's saying, I've given my zakat, I've given my zakat, wouldn't they feel like a little sad?
So did you say if I was to give zakat in front of my family or friends, I'm encouraging them to give zakat, but there might be someone who doesn't have enough money, mm-hmm. yeah? To give zakat, yeah, and that person might feel, oh, I don't have money. So it depends on the scenario. So maybe in that case, maybe in front of that person, don't do it. Yeah. Or what you could do, it depends on who that family member is. What you could do, if it's a family member or someone you know really well, if you want to give that money to somewhere, why don't you give it to that person so he can get the thawab? So for example, say a brother. Yeah, so your brother, for example, he doesn't fulfill the right of zakat. Zakat is not farz on that person. But what you could do, you could give the money to him and say to him, can you please take this money and give that to as a sadaqah? Give this to Dawud Islami and hand it into the finance team. Yeah? So now this money, these donations, each hand that is passing by, all them people will get thawab of sadaqah as well. So you're helping that person to get thawab as well. And also, depends on the scenario, if you feel, but if I'm going to announce it, then these people will feel so sad, then in that case, you know, choose your words carefully, you know, look at the situation. But most cases though, you know, it's important to let your family members know, you're preparing them. For example, you got 13, 14 year old, like brother or sister, the card might not be farz on them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. However, you're giving them a message, look, oh yeah, that's something important. My dad's just given zakat. My brother's just given zakat. That means, inshallah, one day I'm going to give zakat as well. So it doesn't mean they can't give zakat now. I say, what's this end of the world? But when they grow up big, inshallah, one day they will give zakat. And they will give zakat because they remembered my elder brother, my father, my mom, they used to give zakat. And then they will carry on giving zakat as well.
But I mean, like, I didn't mean it that way. I did say as well that, what if, like, you're announcing to like people you don't know,
mm-hmm.
because you want to try and get the message of Islam out. Do you have a good niyat, but there's one person out there, he looks like he's okay, like he has a lot of money, but in truth he can't meet the conditions and everybody's like, Abdul Mazakat, and he's hiding it. Won't he feel sad?
But look, it depends on the scenario. If you actually know someone, you're just assuming someone, aren't you? Okay? You're just opening like not like general discussion. But if you actually know someone, you know this person's gonna feel left out. Yeah, in that case, don't do it like that. Yeah, no, do it a different way. Yeah, find another way to encourage him to give something. Look, if zakat is not farz on someone, you can still give sadaqah. Maybe, for example, he might not have £200, yeah, but he'll have £1 to give. Yeah. And sometimes, remember, the two people, look at this. Look, you open another gate now.
Yeah.
Sometimes a person, there's two people. One person is given, for example, £10,000. That's a lot of money. Yeah? Someone given £10,000 in the way of Allah. On the other side, there's a person, he only gave £1. That person who gave £1, he probably had only £1 to give. And it's given that as well. He could have used that to have food. He could have used that to something else. But he gave that as well. He told him there was more need, you know, where he wanted to give the money. And he gave money there for instead of himself. Yeah. So in that case, it was harder for him to give that £1. But he did it to please Allah Ta'ala. On the other side, the person who gave £10,000, he could have given easily £1 million. He's got loads of money. Yeah. So instead of giving £1 million, instead of giving £100,000, he only gave £10,000. And to him, £10,000, he might be like giving pennies. And there are people like that. There are some rich people out there, when they give 10,000, 20,000, it's like they're giving a few pence, 50 pence, 20 pence. Yeah. And you know, it might be a bigger amount, but it's the heart of what matters. So when we give in the way of Allah, our sole work, the purpose is to please Allah Ta'ala, to make our Rabb happy. We want our Allah to become happy with us. So alhamdulillah, today we had a quite beautiful discussion on the importance of giving in the way of Allah. So be a giver. Yeah. What we want to become? A giver. So you give like this, don't you? So someone's got like a little bowl here. You put something inside and you give. Be a giver, okay? And don't be a person that has a habit of all the time of asking, please give me, please give me, please give me. Yeah? Don't have that mindset. Instead, have that mindset that I want to be a giver. I want to give something. And never feel that I don't have anything. Yeah, there's always ways. You know, if you have the right attitude, right heart, you'll find something to give in the way of Allah. You'll get thawab, inshallah. So should we quickly move on to our next phase where we listen to dance? Are we ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, then let's listen to Kalam. We're going to come back why we chose the topic of giving. Yeah, that's something for you guys to guess. Okay, and the kids who are here behind the camera, why did we choose the topic today, giving in the way of Allah? There's a reason behind this. We'll discuss this, inshallah, once these kids have performed, they've read what they want to read, inshallah. Come on then, who's going first? Come on then, Hassan. Yeah. MashaAllah. So, it's Hassan,
yeah.
Noman, and then Adam. Okay, we'll just go in that order.
Okay. Sallallahu alayhi wa Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah. Akhari waqt mein kya ro na ki duniya dekho ab to bas ek hi dun hai ke Madina dekho ab to bas ek hi dun hai mere maula meri aankhe mujhe wapas kar de e maula meri aankhe mujhe wapas kar de taake is baar main jeebar ke Madina dekhu ab to bas ek hi dun hai ke Madina dekhu ab to bas ek hi dun hai ke Madina dekhu main kahan hoon ye samajh loon to uthaun nazare main kahan ye samajh loon to uthaun nazare dil jo sambhale to main
phir gumbad hazrat ko ab to bas ek hi dun hai ke madina dekho ab to bas ek hi dun hai madina dekho kaash ek baal yun hi رب سر ہو میری کاش ایک بار یوں ہی عمر رب سر ہو میری صبح کعبے میں ہو اور شام کو تیبہ دیکھوں اب تو بس ایک ہی دن ہے کہ مدینہ دیکھوں
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم سبحان اللہ. That was a beautiful kalam in the love of the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. زادہ اللہ شرفا و تعظیما. Inshallah, we're going to listen to another kalam in the love of Madina Sharif. But before we do that, Noman, I want Adam to read a kalam, inshallah. Then we'll come back and listen. We'll collectively read that kalam again, inshallah. So Adam, inshallah, can you read the kalam? I think you've learned Ankhugatara.
Yeah, half of
it. Come on, subhanAllah. Come on, then everyone's going to join in, okay? Let's, we're all going to read Ankhugatara, Name Muhammad. And we're going to join with Adam, inshallah.
آنکھا کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد پوچھے گا مولا لایا ہے کیا کیا میں کہوں گا نام محمد اللہ اکبر رب العالمین ہر شے میری کا نام محمد دونوں جہاں کی کر لو وظیفہ نام محمد سیدنا ابو ہو اس پر مسلمان رب کو ہے پیارا نام محمد
سبحان اللہ. That was amazing, mashallah. This was first attempt on this kalam by Adam. I think you did really good there. MashaAllah, well done. MashaAllah, I want you to continue and improve the kalam as well, inshallah, okay? That was really good. Proud of you, Adam. MashaAllah, well done. Well, let's go to our next segment, Islamic Heroes.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, Islamic Heroes. SubhanAllah, in this segment, we get a chance to learn about some great personalities of Islam. And today, we have one great personality that we are going to talk about. We're going to learn some important facts about his life. That great personality is none other than the third caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Uthman Ghani. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu. SubhanAllah. Today we discussed about generosity, kindness, giving in the way of Allah. SubhanAllah. When we study the life, the blessed life of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one thing that, you know, is apparent, is so clear, it shines in the blessed, you know, books about the seerah of the great personality of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And that thing is his generosity. He is known as the one who is Ghani. Ghani, the one who has a rich heart. Yeah, he likes giving in the way of Allah ta'ala. He's the one who gives so much in the way of Allah ta'ala. His name is Uthman Ghani, the one who gives. He's a giver, subhanAllah. Today we had a chance to talk about sadaqah, charity, giving in the way of Allah Ta'ala, this has a very close connection with Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to love giving in the way of Allah. He used to give so much. So, when there was a need, when people were discussing how much we give, he was the person who used to give the most in many occasions. He's the one who used to give so much more. He used to promise, I will give X amount of provisions in the way of Allah Ta'ala. But when the time came to give, he didn't give according to what he promised. He didn't give according how much he promised. He gave many times more. He used to give so much more in the way of Allah Ta'ala because he knew the importance of giving sadaqah, giving in the way of Allah Ta'ala. There are many examples with regards to this as well. Inshallah, if you have time, inshallah, we're going to touch on this topic. Inshallah, I'm going to share with you some beautiful facts from the life of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But at the moment, we got some kids here in the studio. Time is of essence. I'm going to get kids to perform. But before we get kids to perform, mashallah, two kids have just joined us now in the studio. We have a regular face here. It's Aban. Assalamu alaikum, Aban.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
We have another person who's just joined us in the studio. He's here for the first time. First of all, can you tell us your name?
Muhammad Ziauddin.
Muhammad Ziauddin. Subhanallah, what a beautiful name. Muhammad Ziauddin. Do you know what Ziauddin means? The light of?
Faith.
The light of faith. The light of Islam. Subhanallah, what a beautiful name. Muhammad, the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Ziauddin. What a wonderful name. Subhanallah. Welcome to I Love Islam program. Ziauddin, how are you doing? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you excited? MashaAllah. Most of the day today, you're watching behind the cameras. How was your experience?
Good.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the challenge? MashaAllah. Hope you enjoyed the program. Have you enjoyed it so far? Did you like it?
Yeah.
MashaAllah. Were you watching this I Love Islam program for the first time today? No, you watched it before as well?
I've never watched it before.
You never watched it? Did you know this program is live every Sunday, 2 o'clock UK time?
I knew it was live, but I never knew it was 2 o'clock.
You didn't know it's 2 o'clock. Well, those kids who are watching this program and the adults, every Sunday, 2 o'clock, we have this live kids program, I Love Islam. Alhamdulillah, it's for the kids. Please make sure you watch this program every week, because in this program, we get to learn so many beautiful things about our religion. Subhanallah. Without any delay, now I'm going to turn to kids. I want them to recite kalam. I'm just not looking at the time here. We only got around 13 minutes. So we're going to get kids to read kalam, inshallah. I'm going to wait, Nomar Raza, to wait a bit more. Okay? I'm going to go straight to Ziauddin. Ziauddin, are you ready? Ziauddin, mashallah, which kalam are you going to read? I think it's Hasbi Rabbi Jalallah. And no, it's the English Rabbi version.
It's yeah? Hasbi Rabbi.
Hasbi Rabbi. Okay then, come on then. MashaAllah, we're gonna request Ziya now. Ziya, come on, read. Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayka ya Habibullah.
O Allah, the Almighty, Allahu Allah. Protect me and guide me, Allahu Allah. To your love and mercy, Allahu Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive me, Allahu Allah, from beholding your beauty. Ya Allah, accept this, please, Allahu Allah. Hasbi Rabbi Jalallah, Allahu Allah. Maafi kalbi ayyullah, Allahu Allah.
Subhanallah, that was amazing. Well done, Ziya. MashaAllah, you're the superstar today. MashaAllah, you're so good. MashaAllah, it's not easy to sit here in front of the camera and to speak, and you did really good. MashaAllah, Ziya, proud of you. Well done, MashaAllah. I want you to, later on, I'm going to tell you a kalam. I'm going to give you that challenge to learn that kalam, okay? Are you ready for the challenge? Inshallah. Okay, now it's your turn now. Come on, Aban. Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayka ya Habibullah.
حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله صدق معك سر جہاں کو دین ملا بے دینوں نے کلمہ پڑھا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے کہا اگر ہو نبی بتلا سرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے کہا اگر ہو نبی بتلا سرا میری مٹھی میں کیا آقا کا فرمان ہوا مرفض رحمان ہوا مٹھی سے کنکر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ
سبحان اللہ Again, another beautiful kalam, well recited, mashallah. This time, you know, you've improved so much. Mashallah, well done. Looks like you've been practicing out here. The key thing is, you have to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you read about 5 times, I say you mastered it. Just keep fall in love with it. Keep reading that kalam. Just repeat it as much as you can. Inshallah, one day you'll master it. You'll improve your confidence as well, inshallah. Just read as much as you can. Never be shy of repeating the kalam. A lot of kids, what happens? We choose a kalam and we read about 5, 10 times. Say, okay, I'm ready now. We get tired. We get bored. We shouldn't be like that. Every time you get a chance to read the kalam, you should read it with love. Because every time you're getting closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're getting a chance to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So read these kalams, read Islamic, you know, poetry, inshallah. This will improve your recitation, inshallah. So never be shy. MashaAllah, well done. MashaAllah, I'm really impressed about you. You did really good. Shabash. Come on then, Noman Raza. So we're going to listen to a kalam in the love of Medina.
عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روزہ مدینے میں ہے میں مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں میں مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں میرا دین اور دنیا مدینے میں ہے میرا دین اور دنیا مدینے میں ہے عرش عظم سے جس کی بڑی شان ہے روزہ مصطفیٰ جس کی پہچان ہے روزائے مصطفیٰ جس کی پہچان ہے جس کا ہم پلہ کوئی محلہ نہیں جس کا ہم پلہ کوئی محلہ نہیں ایک ایسا محلہ مدینے میں ہے میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روزہ مدینے میں ہے پھر مجھے موت کا کوئی خطرہ نہ ہو موت کیا زندگی کی بھی پرواہ نہ ہو موت کیا زندگی کی بھی پرواہ نہ ہو کاش ایک بار سرکار مجھ سے کہے کاش ایک بار سرکار مجھ سے کہے اب تیرا جینا مرنا مدینے میں ہے میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا مدینے میں ہے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ another beautiful kalam in the love of the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara my dear brothers the kids who are watching this program today we spoke about giving in the way of Allah and the reason we chose this topic was third caliph of Islam Hazrat Sayyiduna عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سیدنا عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ he has so many excellences one of them is amongst the humans after the prophets of Allah تعالیٰ amongst the humans the best person who is the most superior who is the most great in rank it's سیدنا ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ the first caliph of Islam and the one who's next in rank is سیدنا Umar Farooq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the second caliph of Islam and the one who is the most superior after these two great personalities it's Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is that personality. He is from the top 10 Sahaba ikram, those 10 people who were given the guarantee of the entry to Jannah directly by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when it comes to the family connection with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he is the grandson of the auntie of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is also known as Dhun-Nurain. Have you ever heard this term before? Dhun-Nurain. Who's heard of this term before? MashaAllah, there's someone here who's, I think he was attending the weekly gathering this week. You've heard the term, Dhun-Nurain?
The one who carries two lights.
Yeah, the one who carries two lights. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is known as Dhun-Nurain, the one who possesses two lights, the one who carries two lights, two noors. Why is he known? Why is he known for the as Dhun-Nurain? Why?
Because he married both daughters of the
Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Well done. MashaAllah, Zia was taking part in the weekly gathering this week. MashaAllah, it looks like he had his brain switched on. Yeah, he turned his brain to learning mode. MashaAllah, he remembered. Well done, MashaAllah. So, Quran, the kids who are watching this, remember this. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was known as Dhun-Nurain because he was blessed to marry the two blessed daughters of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He married to one of the daughters. Then later when she passed away, then he married the other daughter. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave the marriage of another daughter in the hands of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And you know, this blessing, this honor, that to marry two blessed daughters of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this honor is so unique that if you look at the history of the prophets, like previous prophets, if you look at the history, no one else has been given this opportunity, this honor, to marry two daughters of any prophet. So Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu married the two daughters of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is such honor that no one else has had this honor, even in the past as well. In the past, no one else has had this honor who married two daughters of any prophet. And Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that unique person. He was known in amongst the Sahaba ikram as Dhun-Nurain. Not only, you know, within his, you could call it a friend circle, or amongst the Sahaba, the companions, alayhim ridwan, but also he was known as Dhun-Nurain amongst the angels. Angels used to call him with that name as well. Angels know him as Dhun-Nurain. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala is that great personality. It's important for us to study the life of such great personalities. And today, alhamdulillah, we're here watching this program on Madani channel. We touched upon the blessed life of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's important for us to actually study the life. It's important to learn more about his personality. Study the blessed books of where they talk about the pledge of Rizwan. There's a great incident that took place. The pledge of Rizwan, Bayt-e Rizwan. Something extraordinary that happened when it comes to Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu gives so many camels with provisions in the way of Allah. We need to learn about his life, get more inspiration so we have more closeness to our Rabb, to our Creator, and to increase our love for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let us study the blessed life of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We're going to go straight to our answer of the day. Do you remember what's the question? The question we gave to the viewers. Question is, where is the cave of Hira? So what's the answer then? Let's look at the screen. The answer is in Makkatul Mukarramah. Subhanallah, the cave of Hira is where? In Makkatul Mukarramah, in Makkah Sharif. Alhamdulillah. This is the place where the Quran Pak was first revealed. The first verses of the Quran that were revealed upon the blessed chest of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, our Aqal Salatu Wasalam was present at the cave of Hira. So this is a very historic place, and Muslims travel, especially climb up the mountain, go and spend moments, you know, get blessings by being at that cave, doing the ziyarah. People pray, they perform worship at that place as well. They read nafl in that place as well. It's a blessed place, something we all should aim to go there. Now it's time for us to take a leave. Until next time, look after yourself. Assalamu alaikum. Can we say I love Islam before we go? Come on, look at the camera there. Come on, let's say I love Islam. 1, 2, 3. I love Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.